Bush Sautés, Tuskegee Airmen, 30th of March, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Interweb. In a remarkable story broken by MSNBC.com today, it was revealed that President Bush was responsible for the cannibalizing of African American veterans. We thank MSNBC for bringing this story to light and credit them for the title thereof and for this image. The image in question is a screenshot of MSNBC.com's top story list. The second story listed is Bush Sautés Tuskegee Airmen. Agents from the FBI were confused at first, as Bush had been telling them it was likely just random mutilations. The credit for the discovery went largely to Agent William Graham, who had this to say, quote, "I realized that all the parts he was cutting out of the victims were particularly delicious, and then he stabbed me in the stomach. That's the last time I vote for him." Unquote. At a press conference, President Bush did not dub Agent Graham a terrorist and reveal his wife's job at the NSA as expected. He did, however, express an interest in, quote, "eating his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti," unquote. Bush said he'd gotten the idea to eat human flesh when a Kazakhstani reporter invited him to drink the blood of every Iraqi man, woman, and child. However, Bush claimed that Iraqi meat wasn't fresh enough and declined. Maybe it wasn't kosher enough. Anyway. Some experts speculate that it may be a mix-up, owing the letter L being accused of terrorism. All L's were removed from Bush's daily planner, and he may have become confused, just as he was confused when all pretzels were removed from his diet after a terrorist attack on his throat by Schneider Al Hanover. Regardless, Bush's supporters have hailed the decision to eat African American World War II veterans as a show of Bush's multiculturalism. They claim that no one would eat black folks unless they respected their marvelous culture and history. Confirming his newfound respect for African Americans, President Bush stated, quote, "I love black people. They are delicious, probably because of all that watermelon they love to eat so much," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.